These include Bagot Street, Barry to West, closed until Tuesday for the Canadian Little League Championship. Brock Street, Division to Palace, closed daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for road resurfacing. And other closures include Aberdeen, Abidon Road, Albert, Barry, Carlton, Earl, Guy, South Bartlett, Sydenham, Victoria, and Y Streets. You can also expect delays on key commuter roads due to lane reductions and infrastructure work. These include Front Road, Highway 15, Gardner's Road, and Montreal Street at John Counter. Around 200 spaces are still open during the work. That wraps up your weekend brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
I'm eastbound 401. I want to rise with the morning sun. Great big city's no place for me. Down east country's where I want to be. I'm eastbound.
Still he does what he can. And he watches the sea. From a roof by the stairs, and the waves keep on rolling, and they've done that for years.
Say every day, you just said I love you in a most convincing way. Love is such an easy word to say.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all into a 3 hour celebration to the life and career of none other than the Newfoundland legend, Eddie Eastman, who just celebrated his 76th birthday this past Tuesday. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherrocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy birthday, Eddie.
Do they cry? Snow don't snow. In summertime, the sun don't shine. Is that enough to ease your mind?
I can hear
I don't love
my mother softly singing.
Rock of ages.
Rock of ages, clip for me.
Good morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all into another Way Back Sunday morning here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario. We are also being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the hearted limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, and also via our homes on the internet throughout the Durham County of Greater Toronto with www.osherrocks.com and also via our YouTube channel worldwide at Way Back with Johnny. With that shared, I would like to invite y'all into this weekend's program as we celebrate and pay tribute to a man who turned 76 years young this week. That is, of course, the Canadian Newfoundland legend himself, Eddie Eastman, who was born on this week, 1949, on July 15th. Born Edward Clive Roswell and would later change his name to Eddie Eastman, today it'll be my hope to, along with my many listeners, pay tribute to a lot of Canadian country music about the Maritimes, but also pay tribute to the career that Eddie has had over the years. First of all, let's open with a song by the group called Bread and Butter from Newfoundland, and it's going to be a song called Going Back to Newfoundland, which is very fitting for this type of a show. Then we'll follow with a song by today's tribute artist himself, the legendary Eddie Eastman, and it'll be Out in Style, which was a top 40 single back in 1978 for Eddie Eastman. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to all my listeners here on the World Wide Web at www.osherrocks.com. And also CFRC 119 FM out in the old Frontenac County. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I'm going back to Newfoundland, I'm going back today. I'm going back to Newfoundland, I'm going home to stay. I had my
cheer of city life, and the fun is not for me. I'm going back to Newfoundland and live down by the sea. There's a little house that I have of mine, it's painted white and blue. There I can do some fishing and a little farming too. It's the place where I was born and raised before I went away. God bless you, dear old Newfoundland, I'm a coming home to stay. Out to graze. I'll fix my fence and I'll paint my house and I'll dream away my days. The city life will be forgotten, no longer will I roam. Dear Newfoundland, I am coming home. I can't forget the fishing boats, the cabling and the squid. They were the best days of my life when I was just a kid. The train is at the station now, the conductors understand. I can hear them saying loud and clear, all aboard for the Newfoundland. I'm going back to Newfoundland, I'm going back today. I'm going back to Newfoundland, I'm going home to stay. I had my share of city life and the fun is not for me. I'm going back to Newfoundland and live down by the sea. I can hear them saying loud and clear, all aboard for
And here now is our tribute artist of today, none other than the legendary Newfoundland boy himself, Eddie Eastman.
I once loved the girl I married, and I know once she loved me too. We once had a firm foundation. Now that foundation has broken too. Gold and silver was all she dreamed of. Fancy clothes and flashy cars. But all I gave her was my heart. Now she's broke it down and torn it apart. Now she's gone country to the neon lights flashing in her mind. She's gone out in style from the country, gone and left this old country boy behind. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So they told me some time ago. Wish I knew who told that story. I'd tell them just where to go. Ain't it strange now, the ways of loving, a melody that's come and gone. But I remember Lord, just another hurt song. Now she's gone out in style from the country to the neon lights flashing in her mind. She's gone out in style from the country, gone and left this old country boy behind. Old country boy behind.
Now, friends, following those opening songs, we're back here once again, and it's that time in the program to open up with some very special dedications to some dear loyal friends and listeners, as well as dear family members. First of all, I would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn. For her today, it's going to be a classic by a Newfoundland singer named Jean Pardee, and a song called Going Home to Mom in Newfoundland. Then we will send out a special song in loving memory of my late soulmate, Miss Velma, forever remembered affectionately as Miss Jenny. For her, in memory of her, but also for her brother and my dear friend, Willie Lapointe, loved as the mayor of Verona. We're going to send this one out to him as well out there in Verona, Ontario. And Willie is going through some health problems right now, but we'd like to send out this song to him by a dear friend of mine from Nova Scotia, Peter Trenum, who did a beautiful version of a classic Hank Williams song titled The Old Country Church. Then we'll wrap up the selection with a song going out to a special couple who's just celebrated their 25th anniversary this week on the 15th. So for John and Kathy up there in Guelph, it's going to be Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, first couple of the West, and a classic called Happy Anniversary going out to John and Kathy. With that, I would like to welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends.
Joy they bring. once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Joy when I knelt in the old country church, and the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church. Precious years of memory. Joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. People would pray as they prayed in that old country church. If they'd only confess, Jesus surely would bless, as He did in that old country church. Precious years of memory. Joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. With my friends at the old country church.
Yes, friends, once again, following those classic dedications, we're back here once again. And it's that time of the week to take our weekly trip up to the mighty valley we call the Ottawa. With that mentioned, let's send out a special dedication to my dear friends, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margie in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be a legendary singer-songwriter out of Joyceville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. And it's going to be Bob King and his all-time classic titled "Anne from Newfoundland." Then we'll follow with once again sharing that our good friend Vic Garbutt does his weekly program 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio every Sunday evening, and it's going to be a song going out to Vic and his wife Miss Linda May, and it'll be a classic by Mac Beattie, forever remembered and loved as Mr. Otto Valley, and a classic called The Good Old Maritimes. Then we'll wrap up with the legendary Papa Joe Brown, who next month in August I'll be doing a 3-hour feature on in honor of what would have marked his 100th birthday. But anyway, today it'll be Papa Joe Brown along with fiddle player Ward Allen and their version of the old Hank Snow classic called Squid Jigging Grounds. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to the valley and also say good day to everybody listening up the valley way. Welcome in, friends.
When the boss said take vacation, I went down to Newfoundland. I thought I'd hunt the big bone moose, then join the fishermen. I'd taken all the scenery, but little did I know, the minute that I stepped ashore, well, lo and behold, she was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. To heck with all the fishing and the hunting that I'd planned, for it wasn't long till I fell in love with Anne from Newfoundland. For I never did go back to all the fast-paced living on the mainland money track. For I love that little outport in our home beside the sea, and especially Anne from Newfoundland, she's all the world to me. She was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. For to me I found a paradise, I'm a mighty happy man, with the prettiest girl in all the world, my Anne from Newfoundland.
Now I have traveled far and wide, I've been in many lands, in many places to reside, and I've shook many hands. I've been about, and I've found out that all the other climes can't beat the friendly folks you meet from the good old Maritimes.
So come right and pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be, and here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes.
Prince Edward
lovers fall and be. They always wear a friendly smile of hospitality. The Nova Scotia fishermen keep rentners from the mines. You just can't beat the folks you meet from the good old Maritimes.
So come right and pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a band you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime.
The beauty of this friendly land you can describe in song. Just visit and you understand and marvel all day long. The hills, the valleys and their trees, the winding coast and vines. You just can't beat the beauty of the good old Maritimes.
So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes.
Boy, out of the weather. I got a real old fishing story I want to tell you about how they go squid jigging in good old Newfoundland.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather with oilskins and boots and cape and satin down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chafe and there's young Raymond Brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. They're chawing hardtack on the squid jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, their chipper gone chaffy. He's the best man at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a bustle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that nobody is drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered. There's spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care a hang on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about one fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's cussing like mad on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever you feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirt and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without a silk hanky, you better stay clear of the squid jigging ground.
This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Yes, friends, following those East Coast favorites out of the Outer Valley, we are back here, and it's once again that time to welcome to our program in the first part of a two-part interview, a true Newfoundland born and raised and Canadian giant among singer-songwriters, none other than a man who made his biggest hit in 1977 with the classic Eastbound 401, none other than our good friend Eddie Eastman. Yes, it brings me a lot of great respect and honor to welcome to the show today a true friend of mine and Jamboree Mr. Eddie Eastman. Following this first half of this two-part interview, we will hear from the classic that he brought all the way up the charts in 1977, and it rose all the way to number one. That, of course, is Eastbound 401 by Eddie himself. With that, here now is a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, the legendary Eddie Eastman.
Alrighty. Hi, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. So let's go back to when and how all this began. You were born in Newfoundland, I understand.
Yes, sir. Yeah, little town called Terra Nova.
And so what was your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, we had a family of, there was 10 of us in the family, so some of them were gone by the time I was born. Some were out of, you know, gone married and married off, whatever, but they... my brothers all played guitar and sang a little bit, and I had some cousins who did the same thing. So it was kind of a family affair, you know. Okay. Like, I always tell people, I don't remember not being able to play guitar or at least strum guitar or do something. That just seems like a lifetime, you know.
So the whole family would have been musical then.
Yes. Yep.
I see.
Pretty well musical. Of course, my brother had a guitar, and I would pick that up, and he'd teach me a few chords here and there, and then. Just came. I don't know how it just happened naturally. It's one of those things, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah, blood, I guess you'd say.
So you began performing more or less when you were age 9.
Around there, yeah. We did a little playing around Newfoundland. My mom used to go with me. We'd go out to Bishop Falls and Port Blanford and places like that, and sing a few Kitty Wells songs, some old classic country songs, stuff like
I
that.
See.
You know,
yeah.
That would be. Just before the Beatles came out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, real early 60s, we were going through stuff like that, and that was a great memory singing with Mom. I'd always do most of the harmony, and she'd sing some lead, stuff like that, so...
Let's go into a little bit of your career. You formed the band Terra Nova Express back in 1976.
I was in Toronto and put a little band together and you know, playing the nightclub circuit, And I don't know who came up. I didn't come up with the name, but one of the guys in the band came up with the Terra Nova Express. So I said, well, that sounds pretty good. So we went along with that, and that was kind of the kickoff point for the Terra Nova Express, let's say. And at that time, it was just a four-piece band, including myself. So we would add to it later, but
okay.
That's the way it started in Toronto.
I see. Okay, yes. And so how did the song Eastbound 401 come about?
Well, I've been living in Toronto for... couple of years, and you know, when you go to Toronto as a Newfoundlander and you get talking to the Newfoundlanders that are up there, they always say, you know, I'm going back home someday.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going back home. I'm just here for a while, and then I'm going back home, you know, whatever. So I was rehearsing one night in Burlington, Ontario, and we took a little break, and I just sat down there playing, just fooling around with the guitar, and then I came up with this idea, Eastbound 401, and then it hit me that, you know, Eastbound 401 is for the people who say they're going to go back home.
Exactly.
And that's where it came from. So I started the melody and went on from there. So I wrote that song about 10 minutes.
Oh, is that right? Yes?
I brought it home here to my wife. I said, what do you think? You know, I said, I don't know if it's finished or not, but it sounds pretty good. But we just put a little turnaround break on it with the guitar and fiddle, and then sang the chorus again, and from there on it ended up being a nice 2.5 minute song, and was perfect for radio, you know.
Exactly, and we still play it to this day for sure. Yeah. So
tell us
a little bit of how you came westbound to Toronto from the East Coast. I know a lot of you guys out in Newfoundland did that back in the good old days.
Yeah, I was playing with a band back in St. John's, Newfoundland, and of the Country Two Cats at the time, and it was run by a gentleman by the name of Louis Skinner. He ran the band, and he was popular back home doing the rock and roll type stuff with the Ducats, and then he started a country band called the Country Ducats. So they approached me about singing lead in the band, country music. So that was before I got married, and then back in the 70s.
I see.
So from there, after I got married, my wife and I said, you know what, if I'm going to do anything in the music business, I need to go where everything's happening in Toronto. So we just jumped in my old Rambler Rebel and drove to Toronto from St. John's. But it took us 10 days to get there because we had so many friends along the way.
Oh, okay, yes, yes. And so how did you get to Nashville? I know that's where you are nowadays.
Yeah, well, being in Toronto, after all the success we had in Canada, we thought, well, we might try giving Nashville a little try to see what we could do or not do. And but it was difficult to get in here. You couldn't just walk in. I mean, it took a lot to get here. So we kind of put it to the side. And then one day, I got a call from my representative here in Nashville. He said that the United States was giving out passes, if you would, to Canadians, like 5,000. And so he put my name on the list. And according to the instructions, and the U.S. government, it had to be in the mail on a certain date, and in Washington, D.C. on a certain date in the mailbox. And the first 5,000 they picked up would get a free whatever to come to the United States.
Okay.
So I got one of them. I got one, and then so we were in a box, and what are we going to do, you know? So we said, well, let's give it a try. What could happen, you know? So
exactly.
Pursued that, got the paperwork, filled it all out, and then within a few months, it all came together,
and
we sold the property, and away we went.
And 50 years later, you're still there. Exactly.
Yep, still here. We lived in Old Hickory, Tennessee, which is not too far from here for
about
5 years. And then we built a home over here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, which is just, you can see downtown Nashville from here. So it's
very nice.
I'm skipping a jump.
Nice.
But basically, it's Nashville. It's a Nashville suburb.
It's like Franklin or any of that. It's the suburb of the area. I understand.
Yep. We're basically 12, 13 miles from actually downtown Nashville.
Okay.
So, like tomorrow now, we're going out to a little show. We're going to go watch the Beatles, 1964. We're
going to
watch a show that they're putting off. It's at the Skirmerhorn, which is a big entertainment place down here. So it'll be fun. We're going to go out and celebrate an anniversary and a birthday and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Of July is celebration time here at the house.
Exactly. And you have a birthday coming up, so I'd like to wish you a happy birthday there, Eddie. Yes.
Appreciate that, buddy.
So let's go back into, you had numerous awards bestowed to you upon the 70s and early 80s, including two Junos, I understand.
Yeah, two Juno Awards. Of course, they're the big awards in Canada, the Junos.
Yeah.
Before that, we had before it became the Canadian Country Music Association, which was the CCMA, it was known as the Big Country, which was what started back, was on the go when I first got to Toronto. It was called Big Country.
I see.
And I got a couple of those awards. I got some radio programmer awards and different things, and some international awards. And then the Juno Awards came along in 81 or 82, 83, that area. And
That time, was it ever overwhelming?
Oh, gosh, very much so.
Yes.
You're on TV to, you know, millions of people, and you get instantly recognized almost wherever you go. So, but it was quite the thing back then for us. You know, we started out not knowing what was going to happen, and then 2 years later, we were winning Junos. So it's kind of weird.
Exactly, and it's quite a whirlwind, I'd imagine, too. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like hold on to the rails and hope you don't fall off.
Exactly, I hear you, Eddie. For sure, yes.
I've had enough of this city life. You know where I'll be found. That old East Coast is where I'm found. My old car, my two guitars, and my wife. Yes, I'm eastbound 401. I want to rise with the morning sun. Here I come, I'm eastbound.
Howdy, y'all. This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting southgranvillebluegrassfestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had.
Yes, friends, following that first part of a two-part interview with none other than our singer-songwriter friend Eddie Eastman, we're once again back here. And it's time to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music as we salute what we like to call the vinyl blast from the vinyl past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here this morning. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, it's once again time to travel back to the 1970s era and travel east into the cold Atlantic Ocean area with a couple of songs as recorded by one of the true Newfoundland legends, Stevedore Steve. With that mentioned, Stevedore Steve was also known as Steve Foote and was a hitchhiking partner of Stompin' Tom Connors back in the early days. He not only recorded but wrote many of the songs that he would record. So let's drop the needle on a couple of classics here today. First, there'll be a song called The East Coast Ballad, then we'll follow with The Hardworking Men. With that, I would like to make mention that I used to be in contact with Stevedore Steve many years ago, but he sadly passed away in October of 2016, therefore just after I came into radio, so I never did get to interview him, but he was a great legend of the East Coast. With that, let's turn back the years and remember these all-time classics. Welcome in, friends.
Crashes on the rocks along the shore. Seagulls scream and sea oceans roar, and the wind plays the music for the song of the sea. That old East Coast is calling to me. Well, I cross this land of ours and the frozen north as well. My heart is pounding restless for that heavy ocean swell, where the shrimp boats and the lobster traps and nets and trawlers be. That old East Coast is calling to me. Where the broken down derelicts lie sleeping in the sand, dreaming of the days of wooden ships and iron men. Hardy men and fishing schooners reap the harvest of the sea. That old East Coast is calling to me. Along into the night, the lighthouse keeps its vigil on the deep as the fog banks roll past the town that's half asleep. And the little fishing villages lie nestled down the bay. That old East Coast is calling me today. Yes, I've crossed this land of ours and the frozen north as well. My heart is pounding restless for that heavy ocean swell, where the shrimp boats and the lobster traps and nets and trawlers be. That old East Coast is calling.
Ripping the coal from the guts of the earth in a mine down in Cape Breton, pulling cod from the North Atlantic in some trawler off St. John's, working the waterfront docks of Halifax, picking spuds on P.E. Island, working the bushlands of New Brunswick. The East Coast way of life goes on. The East Coast way of life is hard as hell, and the men are even harder, with blistered hands making backs, they try to keep their families he's fed. Some think East Coast folk are back. Some like me didn't get much schooling. But I'll tell you one thing, mister, they raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard,
hard-working men. There's a cave-in in some colliery. Some of the miners can't be found. A raging storm on the icy waters. One more trawler just went down. A busted sling just killed some dockhand. Some farmer's crops wiped out with blight. A load of logs somehow has shifted, snuffing out some bushman's life. Yeah, the East Coast way of life is hard as hell. The men are even harder, with blistered hands and aching backs. They try to keep their families fed. Some think East Coast folk are backward. Some like me didn't get much school. But I'll tell you one thing, mister, they raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard, hard-working men.
Perhaps someday the Cape Breton miners will sit back and push some buttons. Perhaps someday the North Atlantic will give up its fish to mechanical hands. Perhaps someday the waterfront docks will no longer need the strength of the stevedores. Perhaps someday the farmers and bushmen will have computers make all their plans. But that's perhaps, and that's someday, and this is now. And right now, the East Coast way of life is hard as hell. The men are even harder, with blistered hands and aching backs. They try to keep their families fed. Some think East Coast folk are backward. Some like me didn't get much schooling. But I'll tell you one thing, mister, they raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of Way Back with Johnny here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. It is once again that time in the week to send us out of the first hour and into the second hour here for this weekend. With that mentioned, I would like to play us into the second hour with a few great gospel favorites. First, we'll hear from my late great friend, Ross Clow of Verona, Ontario, in his song that he wrote titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Then we'll follow with one of the true legends of the rock of Newfoundland, Clate Butt, and a song titled The Purple Robe. And we'll send us into the very top of the second hour here this morning with a song that really hits close to the time and the era that we are living in right now, called We're Living in the Last Days Now, and is sung by my favorite husband and wife team of country music, Carl and Pearl Butler. With that, I would like to say good morning to y'all out there listening in, and I do hope y'all stay around for two more great hours of classic country music here at CFRC and also www.osherox.com.
Through my life, I felt the Spirit calling, and the feeling of a better. Chance.
life I will follow. It will lead to paths of righteousness. I'll be content with all the ways before me, and in the end it will be time well spent.
the wondrous story of the Christ of Calvary, how he died to save poor sinners deeply bound. He ascended back to heaven, but he said, I'll come again. We're living in the last days now. Prophecy, just as they do today, we're living in the last days now. That's taken place there can be found. We just can't get around it, for it's true, it comes from God. We're living in the last days now.
My good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I'm eastbound 401.
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here once again, and it's that time in the program to remind y'all that we are just sitting on the other side of the second hour here at the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, located on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this program is recorded weekly. As mentioned, we are also being proudly carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as via our home on the web at www.osherox.com, and also, as mentioned before, via our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. Now, as I welcome y'all to the second hour of today's program, I would like to share that this weekend, actually yesterday,